This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states.
The close down policies will be extended in coordination with other states to May 15th. I don't want to project beyond that period. That's about 1 month. 1 month is a long time.
All right, so that's Governor Cuomo talking about New York, and yes, a month is a long time. A day feels like a long time, but it is about guarantees, and I guess in this world with coronavirus, there is no guarantees. So the White House releases the phases, the new guidelines on Thursday, meant to help states loosen their social distancing restrictions, but a little bit of a retreat from what we've heard before as far as restarting the economy. And smartly, he told governors, I believe, the president on an afternoon phone call on Thursday, it was their decision on when and how to reopen. Makes sense. I don't think you can fault the president for that, because who's on the ground? Who's watching what's happening in the so-called hot zones, whether it's New York or Louisiana or Michigan or any place in California? That would be California Governor Gavin Newsom. So some of you may agree, disagree with what's going on. There certainly have been protests over what's happened in particular areas. We know that in Michigan, it was like a traffic jam. It was as if things were reopened, and suddenly there were cars all over the state house, because many in Michigan unhappy with what the governor has done as far as restrictions in so many areas, feeling like they are in lockdown, lots and lots of people protesting. I think the world is a little stir crazy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. Remember, you can always dive in at any point. I know a lot of you absorb the show in many, many different ways, and I can appreciate that. So if you hear something that you want to sound off on, feel free to have at it 24/7. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom, let it fly. And plenty of people have done that, like Alex, who says, Kate Delaney, what in the hell is going on in this nation? I am stunned that more people aren't furious about some of the decisions that have been made as far as restrictions, reopenings, and economically the stranglehold that all of us are in. They can't find a vaccine fast enough. Touche. I mean, you just answered that. They can't find a vaccine fast enough. You know, it's kind of like if you get a diagnosis. Think about this, and oh, I hope that many of you listening to me never, all of you listening to me never have to get this diagnosis. Maybe some of you have, where you suddenly are feeling okay, and then one day you're not. You go in and you find out you have the dreaded C word, not the coronavirus, although that would be equally dreaded, but it's cancer. And you want to know what kind, and you want to know how long do I have, what is it, how bad is it, and you hear the words no cure. And then you know, well, there's an end to this story. Yes, we all have an end, but you've been given that sentence that, well, it's pretty apparent because there is no cure. Right now, when people get a coronavirus, it could be deadly. It could be horrific when you're home and going through the shakes and feel like you can't breathe, but somehow you get through it. It takes a couple of weeks. The worst of the worst is when you go to the hospital, you have to be intubated, you're on a ventilator, and maybe you survive, and maybe you don't. Want to flip in a call? You can do that as well. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Agree, don't agree with some of what I'll be telling you throughout the show as far as reopening. But the main gist of what's happened as far as the country and reopening is the fact that the president has left so much of it up to each individual state because they know what's happening. According to what came out of the White House, there is definitely phases, but they know what is happening in their own backyards and whether or not it's the right time to open because they're watching the cases, they're watching what's happening with social distancing and has the curve flattened, you know, that whole thing about are we getting it done and are we staying apart and are we wearing masks and are we seeing something really, really change. So the president wants to open states, but there are new outbreaks that also continue to pop up in some areas where they initially thought that there was none. All right, you want some good news right at the top, and I'm going to give you the ugly numbers because they're always ugly to me. If one person dies, that's too many, and we're way beyond one. But there is a new report that's circulated, and I'm all over this, and I know many of you are too because we're waiting with bated breath. But COVID-19 patients who are getting an experimental drug have been recovering quickly, supposedly, is what we're hearing. And this new drug, Remdesivir, has been working and working with some of these patients. It's a clinical trial of this drug, but the people who have had it have had severe respiratory symptoms and fever. But this is the key thing. They were able to leave the hospital after less than a week of treatment. So imagine someone you know, a loved one, your significant other, your son, your daughter, whoever is there, and you make the call, you hear the news. Absolutely. Throw the kitchen sink at it, and those that did this experimental drug, that really, really worked. And you know, there's at least 70 types of antibody tests being sold without FDA approval. So people want answers. They want cures. They want a way to get around this. The good news is in the case of this experimental drug, it is working. They've only had two patients that died. Most of the patients have left the hospital, and that's what they're saying at the University of Chicago, because that's a place where they're leading the clinical trial of the drug that I just mentioned. So that is a bright spot for people who didn't have very much hope. And could this lead to something else down the road? When you do a trial, it doesn't include what's known as the control group. So it's kind of hard to say whether the drug is really helping patients recover better. With a control arm, some patients don't get the drug being tested so that doctors can determine whether it's the drug that's really affecting their condition. Good news, however, in those dire situations is that some absolutely are walking out, and that is a huge moment in a really dire situation for some who didn't think that they were going to leave hospitals. Protests are popping up across the U.S. I mentioned that Michigan was a big place, but Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Utah, states led by Republican and Democratic governors, all looking at protests in the last couple of days. People concerned about the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. Are you in that category? Is it just too much? Has the camel's back broken? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a flash.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
It is conceivable that we will be able to do that. I think there will always have to be attention to making sure that we don't do all that packing in together. I think we'll be able to have sports events in that phase where you actually have participants there.
Boy, and people are really jonesing for their sports, aren't they? But not at the cost of your life. So this really could be the last phase. We heard what the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, had to say about no way any big events until 2021. But that would mean there would be no Rams and no Chargers playing. Stay tuned for more, I think, coming out of the NFL. Once again, Kate Delaney, hope you are well. Stay safe, my friends. I mean, that is hashtag we're all in it together. Is how I feel every day I wake up. Man, we're all in this together, and we are. So the numbers, let me throw them at you. 33,284 people have died from the coronavirus in the United States. That is as of 10 minutes ago. At least 671,000 cases have been reported. And I go back to February 29th. Where were you when a Seattle man died in the U.S. as a result of COVID-19, just 58 years old? Life changed as we know it. You know, at that day, it's interesting. You look at that day, and then I look at really the 9th of March as being a day when people are talking about social distancing. This is it. Here we go. That's when, to me, so many people said, oh, that's it. And wherever they were the night before a sporting event, then all of a sudden we heard about so much closing down. And we knew once they didn't roll out the NCAA tournament, because there were thoughts about let's have the tournament but not have anybody watching except for at home, and then deciding not to do that when NBA players, a handful of them, were testing positive for COVID-19. So the death toll from COVID-19 started to rise steadily in early March, and now by April 13th, we know the virus had killed in every single state. Here we are a handful of days later. If you look at a map, oh, it's so ugly in the New York tri-state area, and I know a lot of people are listening to me there. I grew up in that area, and it's rough to watch what's happened in New York, but there are some bright signs, believe it or not, there. In New York, 14,832 deaths. In Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, lots of people listening there. We have a fabulous affiliate, 971 deaths in Connecticut. And then, you know, kind of plays out the same way when you go to New Jersey, 3,518 deaths. And then you kind of go to some of the surrounding areas there. Atlanta and Florida, that's another place. And Georgia, of course, has been hit pretty hard in some of their nursing facilities. And, you know, you think of older people, and you think of putting a beloved grandmother, great-grandmother, in a nursing home, a nursing facility. And you hope for the best, right? You go and see them once or twice a week, or maybe even a little bit more than that. Maybe it's your mother. And then suddenly, this is a place where you get those horrible phone calls that, yeah, it's spread like wildfire. Louisiana was looking that way. You know how I feel about New Orleans and some of the parishes around there, but 1,156 deaths. And because I think the governor is so adamant about stamping out whatever they can, and they're hard hit. They're facing a shortage of ventilators and protective equipment for healthcare workers. The governor is certainly fueled by this and thinks that there is no question what happened in New Orleans was fueled by the carnival celebration that draws like a million people to the city in February. And then it all ends with Mardi Gras, and sadly ended with the COVID-19 gift that spread throughout New Orleans and other parts of Louisiana. So if we were to look at the states, the worst, hardest hit, New York, of course, is number one. New Jersey is right up there behind New York. I mentioned how many deaths there were in New Jersey, and that's why they're in that top five. And Louisiana finds themselves in that same position, a place that they really don't want to brag about or be. And Michigan also, Michigan especially in certain counties, and of course Detroit, the high rate of infections per capita there, and the poverty areas, which have higher rates of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. All of those are the trifecta of look out for COVID-19, as it's very difficult to bounce back from that once you get slammed in that direction, if you have any of those conditions. All right, you heard Dr. Anthony Fauci and him mentioning about the sporting events, and I agree with that. That certainly would be a hard phase three versus what we're seeing with is it a hot zone, not a hot zone for phase one, and people are going out, and then are they going to movie theaters, and is there some distancing there, and will people get back to the business of going to dinner and a movie, and what will it look like in the restaurants? And imagine if you own a chain of restaurants, you're a franchisee, let's say, or you have a mom and pop restaurant that people are supporting, they're picking up food right now. When do you feel like it's safe to fling open the doors? Because you certainly don't want anyone to become a statistic who goes to your place to break bread and hang out for the first time. Can you imagine what that would be like? It would be terrible is what it would be like. And since I brought up sports first on this segment, Denver Broncos Pro Bowl linebacker Von Miller, who's a machine, tested positive for the coronavirus. And he said he's been at his house. He got a little cough. You know, we hear about the dry mouth, the cough. He said he has asthma, and he started to get a cough. And his girlfriend said when he was asleep that it didn't sound normal. The cough didn't sound normal, persuaded him to go to a doctor to get tested, and that was it. So he's quarantined at his house. And this is one of those situations, there's no medicine or any of that. He's just living with it, testing positive, and not feeling terribly, terribly sick, but realizing that he has it. See, it comes in all shapes and sizes. And Miller is just the second active NFL player known to have tested positive for the coronavirus, because on Wednesday, the Los Angeles Rams center, Brian Allen, said that he tested positive for it as well. And we haven't seen that very much with football players, more in some of the other sports like the NBA. So will we have an NFL season? We're going to have a draft, a virtual draft. But beyond that, what does the season look like? And especially when you have the governor of California and the mayor of Los Angeles saying, yeah, don't bank on an NFL start here. And the NFL schedule is still set to be released on May 9th, normally a day when people are cheering or jeering or checking it three times, four times to see if they can somehow snag a ticket to see their favorite team. And Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner of the NFL, says the NFL is planning to play. But, of course, he says that's our hope. That's our planning to date. And he says that the NFL can help the United States heal from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. I don't know. Can the NFL help you heal from the effects of the coronavirus? I'm a fan of the NFL, as many of you know. I sit on the bench of CBS and fill in here and there, CBS Sports Radio, the network. And I've always had sports in my background because I'm really a content junkie, business, politics, you know, news, etc., my whole life. But the NFL, I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys. I covered them and have covered many, many of the pro teams. But this is a much different era. And, of course, it is a distraction from the everyday things that we're dealing with. There is a future out there. I do believe that, and Goodell says that. Yep, I think there's a future. But when is the right time for that future? When is the right time for the NFL to come back? The normal time, August, when it's supposed to be okay in some areas, and since the NFL is played all over in different states, I think there may be different parameters, so it could be interesting to watch how that all unfolds and some of the decisions that are made. I'll meet you in a few.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country at the daily coronavirus briefing. Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House coronavirus task force to join the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
That reminds me of some of the great music that I've heard spending time in New Orleans. Boy, I really feel you, and I hope that this virus lifts for everybody listening across America, because it is still very strange days, isn't it? When I wake up, I think sometimes, is this a movie? You know, as somebody who's escaped into movies, and I've seen plenty of movies about viruses and things that have happened that are highly imaginative for the big screen, now we don't have to imagine it. We are living this nightmare. So some big decisions to be made. People are furious and think sometimes it's over the top and ridiculous what the restrictions are. And then there are others who think, yeah, I'm not going to be the guinea pig. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Let's get back to work. Let's reopen. But you take your family out. I'm not going to take my family out. In fact, I had this conversation with a pal in Los Angeles today who said that very thing, that the healthiest person related to them, who was in spectacular shape and in his 30s, early 30s, was the one who got COVID-19. And watching that and hearing the stories and everything else, yeah, let somebody else venture out, and we are cheering for you, but I don't want to be the guinea pig. And I wonder that there, how many people will rush out and how many people will hang back. What category do you fall in that, hey, some of this is exaggerated, I think it's over the top, and I'm ready to roll? Or are you exercising caution? Which group do you think is where you and your family fall? And so I got a ton of emails in that direction. This one from Mark, who says, hey, Kate, I listen to you all the time on 1230 AM in Spokane, Washington. And, of course, you mentioned that the first case was in Washington. We saw what happened in that care facility and how many people died. And I think that shut all of us down all over the state of Washington, that we didn't have to be told. Nobody wanted to take any chances because we couldn't believe some of the stories that we were hearing about people dying and the things that had happened to loved ones. I believe that people will be cautious even in entering back into society, no matter whatever phases they tell us about from the White House. I got another one from Joe, who listens to us on a great affiliate in Brownwood, Texas, 1240 AM, KXYL. And he says, you know, where we are, so tight near the border, you hear what's happening in South America, bodies piled up in one of your places, Kate, Ecuador, and there's so much that's unknown there. As we sit and watch in some of our communities, thank goodness it's pretty low, the numbers of people with COVID, but then something will crop up all of a sudden. It seems like the biggest worry is the whole social distancing, wearing the mask or whatever, because the second you think that's baloney and you don't do it, somebody infects somebody, and then they infect two other people, and then two other people infect somebody else, which is why we have to rely on our fellow man to be as vigilant as they can about their own health. And if you really think about it, that is a pretty scary scenario, don't you think? It is a pretty scary scenario because it's strangers. It's I was thinking today, I had to go, and there was no way, this was an essential errand, and it was at a Target, so this was a more wide-open place, and I noticed, kudos to them, what they did, definitely social distancing, you had to stand on a marker 6 feet away when somebody was going through, and they were checking out, but I also noticed that the conveyor belt where you put your stuff, they washed the whole thing. So you have to wait for that. They're spraying that spraying down the pad where you pump in your credit card, the counter, everything. It was like an immaculate job. It's like a huge clean job right before you step off your dot. But then the person checking me out, no mask, no gloves, touching all the stuff. What if they had COVID? I mean, these are the kind of things. That's what's happening to people. Someone delivers food, and they have an autoimmune disease, even though they're in their early 20s, and boom, they're riddled with COVID-19. So the rhymes or reasons behind how you get what doesn't always add up. All right, let's go to a couple more. I love that, first of all, and that's always a good thing. Tell me where you're listening, whether you're streaming it, whether you're listening on one of the great stations in your hometown. This one is from Mac. And Mac says, Kate, you probably always wondered, because I know you have a couple people that call you with some kind of Mac name. I'm the Mac in Palm Springs. I listen to you on KKGX 920 AM. And I have been really, really concerned about, obviously, what I'm hearing and seeing. And in Palm Springs, we have an older population, not all older, because certainly there are young people in schools, and I'm kind of in that middle category. But I look at some of the fabulous older people that we have, and it would be an utter and complete disaster if this were to really, really open up and spread far and wide. I mean, well, there you go. That's the concern of so many. How is it spreading? How can it spread, that whole thing? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one, and this one is from Joe, who says he is listening to us in New Orleans on WGSO. Kate, thanks so much for the props and the shout-outs to our fair city. You know, it is so precious to us every year when we turn the page and we celebrate and celebrate our history. And then it's the ultimate coronation in the Mardi Gras parade. I've had the honor of being on so many different floats and being involved my entire life in it. And it just kills us to know what has happened as a result of that and tracing that back to too many of our citizens. I'll be glad when that devil washes out of here. It cannot come soon enough. Well, amen to that. It cannot come soon enough. We just don't know when that is. All right, here's another one. This one is from Brad, who says, Kate, a lot of people are protesting in my home state of Kentucky, and by a lot, I mean, yes, there are protesters that are, you can hear, that are pretty vocal about what's happening as far as, you know, the economy, that it's crippling people, and there's so much rampant unemployment, and the people in Kentucky want the right to be able to work. So there's been a lot of demonstrations, or at least a big one, at Frankfort, which of course is the capital of Kentucky. I love that you threw that in there. You know, I was good at the capitals when I was a kid. I memorized all the capitals. And one of the things that keeps happening is the disagreement, agreement of whether or not to really, really open things up and just trust on social distancing and masks. And I see plenty of people who don't wear masks. And I guess it's a personal decision. Well, this is what keeps, this is again, the yin and the yang. So people who don't want it to happen and people who do. And sometimes now this isn't cutting across necessarily, even though people assume it, political lines, because there are people that are ready. They want to get back to work. They're ready to get back to work. And of course, the key thing is testing. I mean, if you could test everybody, then you could reopen. I mean, then you could know exactly what's going on. Do I have it? What do I have to do? If we knew that, I mean, there's the answer to this pandemic. The better the test, the vaccine, all of that is so key. Because I don't know about you, but the more I hear about COVID-19, the more symptoms I hear about, the varying degrees of people getting it, I cannot imagine, and I've only had it happen, thank goodness, a few times in my life, where I couldn't catch my breath. Do you ever have that happen to you? You can't catch your breath, and you feel like the air is being choked out of you? The worst. And I've talked about my mother-in-law, and she has COPD. And I always tell her to talk slowly because she'll get excited and she's doing well. And then she gets that thing where you have to have breathing treatments. And it's so sad. And it wasn't anything that she did. It's something that happened to her. She had a weird case with COPD. And I know I worry about her because she could not afford to be in any way, shape, or form infected with COVID-19, but I've also watched her from the point of view of not even being 70 years old and really, and a very pretty woman who looks, I'm just saying, who looks a lot younger even than her age, struggling to breathe. And we're talking about people that have had the breath pulled out of them, death has visited, when they are in their 20s. 18 years old, somebody died of this. We know a baby died. I just can't wrap my brain around that feeling of how awful that is. All right, here's another one from Joey. I like that. Joey. Joey says, Kate, I listen to you in Minnesota. I stream your show from the website, actually. And there are a lot of people that are not happy in Minneapolis and believe that we could go back to work and that our numbers are much lower than so many other places. And it is our First Amendment right. So if we want to take the chance, we should be able to have our businesses open. And I understand about health and safety and families. And I think a lot of people in Minnesota, and particularly in the city, St. Paul and Minneapolis, are really doing social distancing, and maybe that's why the scale is smaller. So we are ready to see these doors swing open. We're responsible, and now is the time for that to happen. Well said. So saying that they're are doing it, and are is it okay to have things reopen in a city like Minneapolis? Well, again, what is being said is there's going to be these phases, and it's the reopening. It's going to depend a lot on what's happened in those states. So more than 90% of the population is currently under
Hey, guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Healthcare workers, those working in the grocery stores, first responders, they deserve a round of applause. We have the nightly clapaholics, and there they are. Sweet. That's right. Getting the best. Because we're getting the best from all the people who are risking it right from the very, very start. Wow. And that is those people that day in and day out are pulling long shifts and are helping people get by and pull through to make it through this pandemic. And now we're at the point where we're not out of the woods, but could we be getting a little bit closer to it? There's still so much discussion on that. You have Anthony Fauci, the top doc, who says we're not going to get back to normal soon. Because, yes, we have a three-phase plan to open, reopen restaurants, shops, gyms, churches, schools. But the new normal is going to look different, not the same that it has in the past, even though he says he's confident that sooner or later we'll get to the point where the U.S. can have some form of normality. Boy, that is crazy, too, to think of that. What is the some form of normality? What does that mean to you? I was thinking this today when I was driving around, like, wow, just to go into a place and not be concerned that somebody passed by me, they didn't wash their hands, they don't have a mask on. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's not going to be normal anytime soon, of course, no matter what we say or think or want to see happen. And it has to be kind of phased in because every place is different. In New York City, if they said, yep, that's it, let's open up those restaurants, baby, Times Square is ready to go. Come on, Broadway, you're dark, let's open up. Tourists come in. I mean, it would be just a death knell because they're too riddled with it. Right? It's like snowflakes COVID. And that's, in my mind, that's what I think of when I think of New York. But it's different in some other places, too. And I guess that's why the phasing and the decisions, so much of it is left up to what's happening in individual areas. You know, sports arenas, concerts, you know, to go to a large-scale gathering, that's going to be the last part of whatever that looks like for us. And having 100,000 people at a college football game and every seat filled and people screaming and cheering, I don't know. Will we ever see that again? Will we see some setbacks? This is uncharted water, no matter who's telling us about it. That's for sure. I mean, the CDC is saying if we're not careful, it would be that much worse, and especially if there was an encouragement to busting open big-scale events. Oof, the days where you could just go to a concert, and you know what you were worried about? Ugh, are my seats good enough? How much did I pay? Oh, I overpaid. What about the guy behind me who's smoking so much pot he's practically falling over? And he could knock us out of the balcony. Oh, how do we get home? Because I can't remember what route we're supposed to take. You know, or are they going to play the set I thought they were going to play? And for me, you know, I was a rocker. I was a rocker. I'm going to say a rocker chick. So I went to lots of rock concerts. I mean, even Pearl Jam would be on my list. Pearl Jam was on my list to go and see them. And so at that concert, we would be shoulder to shoulder. We'd be jammed in. There's no doubt about that. And perhaps that's what's going to happen. The capacity of some of the places will be maybe cut down. All right, I thought it'd be fun to have a little of this or that. So Eric joins us, our technical maestro for this show. Eric, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right, so the new normal is, of course, going to look different. We know there's going to be these three phases that the White House unveiled that, you know, restaurants, shops, gyms, churches, and schools. If phase one kicks in and everything's okay, will you go out without a mask? Will you meet up with your buddies? Will you have a barbecue? Will you do any of that, or will you wait and see?
Yeah, I'll start going out and hanging out with people and stuff. Why not?
Yeah,
and,
so no fear.
No.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and I haven't been wearing a mask myself, but, so I won't be doing that either.
And the masks, they don't, I guess in Minnesota, I don't even know, are they requiring a mask or not, right?
No, a lot of people are wearing them, though, but, yeah, they're not required.
All right, so you feel good. You feel like, you know what, we're not in New York City, we're good with it.
Yep, I honestly think I might have gotten the coronavirus already, just from all the people I've talked to now at this point. And I think a lot of people think that, but yeah. So I hope that I'm thinking I like have the antibodies and stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm in the same situation as you. We both think, my husband and I both think that we had it. I was so ill when at the end of February when I was in San Diego that I feel like I could have the antibodies. That's why I wish there was a test, because I can help other people, and I feel like I'm in that same situation.
Yeah, which is good, right?
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, because we can help people, and we know, so there's no mystery as to whether or not we can go out, because we know that we're okay, we're cleared, I guess, in a sense, or at least we think we are, because we believe that we had it. What do you miss the most? Let's put it this way, do you miss playing or going to any kind of a music venue? Or do you miss restaurants more?
Yeah, I miss a couple of bars that are music venues also. That's probably... I just started missing bars a few days ago. So it took a while, because I don't really go to bars that often. But yeah, I'm starting to miss the bars with venues and them.
Bars with the venues. I would say that's the same for me. I don't go to bars that much either, but I had a friend from Florida who said, hey, when everything is completely lifted and good, I just want to meet in a bar and just have a drink.
Yep.
I just want to be there and listen to music. And I think the same thing. I was driving around and reminiscing in my head some of my pals that are musicians, that they would be playing on this night or that night, and they're not playing. So it's the music hasn't died, because they're playing live streaming on Facebook, and of course we can listen to music, but it's not the same not being out there and not saying, hey, let's go check out what's going on at the Whiskey A Go-Go in LA or whatever.
Yeah, missing being around the party, like where the party's at.
Yes, yeah, being around the party. I think that's right. So the first thing that you would do when you know, okay, hey, I don't have to stay at home, things are more wide open, what's the very first thing that you want to do? And we sort of talked about it by talking about music and venues and stuff. But in your head, where's the very first place you want to go?
I want to go to the gym. I go to a 24/7 gym, Anytime Fitness. So I'm used to, since I do the overnights, I'm used to going to the gym at like 3 in the morning, 3, 4 in the morning. So that's what I want to get the endorphins going again at the gym.
Me too. And, you know, the gym is like probably one of the last places, because people are afraid with the sweat and other people, even though I think they're really cleanly at the gym that I went to. I miss that too. I miss that whole endorphin rush, the whole thing. How about going to movies? Do you miss maybe catching a movie, even if you weren't a big movie goer?
Not so much. My girlfriend doesn't really like to go to the theaters that much. So
she likes to stream.
Yeah, so I kind of already missed the movies, but I was kind of already over that, because she doesn't really do that.
All right, so no problem there. But for us, it is. We like to go to the movies. It's a good relaxation thing for my hubs and I. So cinemas, they say, are going to be among the first to reopen from COVID-19. So anybody who's a movie goer and they're tired of just streaming, woohoo! You could be back in a movie sometime soon. Not in a movie, but going to a movie. All right, Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening. As I'm fond of saying, stay safe. Remember, we're all in it together. That's for sure, no matter where we go from here. And mahalo, everyone.
the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.